Good morning. I'm First Warren Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Penevich. Great day to talk to you about a lot of stuff. Of course, everybody is talking about the weekend storm. Well, why can't you? It's Christmas and it's snow. But I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about today because it's sunny, but boy, is it cold out there compared to yesterday. We got to 61 degrees yesterday. We've got a northwest wind today between 15 and 30 miles per hour at times, giving us a little bit of a wind chill. There's actually wind advisories for the mountains and foothills. So even though temperatures may get into the mid-40s, it's going to feel like it's in the 20s and 30s. So bundle up out there. Tonight, we drop down into the low 20s under clear skies. For your Friday, it's a mostly sunny day and kind of a carbon copy for Christmas Eve. Temperatures in the mid-40s. But of course, all talk, all eyes, everybody's concern is about the weekend. Not just because it's snow, which is a big deal in and of itself in the Carolinas, but it could happen on Christmas. That's like a double whammy as far as getting excitement built up. But I'm going to stick to my guns on this, folks. I don't see this being this mega storm that so many people are blogging about and writing newspaper articles about. What they're writing about is an extreme event that's an outlier, in my opinion, in the model data. If you're going to talk about one model that shows a monster storm, you have to talk about the other models which don't show a monster storm. And 9 times out of 10 in these situations, none of the models are right. They are guidance. They're supposed to help us make a forecast. They're not a forecast in and of themselves. So I'm going to play this one right down the middle. I definitely think it's snow. I think it's cold enough, but I'm going to stick to these totals as of today, Thursday, December 23rd. 2 to 3 inch amounts across the Piedmont. Now, that'll be a pretty widespread amount. There could be some pockets closer to 4, but I don't see this becoming a huge storm right now. So I'm going to go with 2 to 3 inches starting Christmas afternoon after 1 o'clock. The heaviest will be during the evening because that's when the temperatures will be the coolest and also when the bulk of the storm will be here. Flurries will linger into Sunday morning, maybe all the way to lunchtime, and temperatures both days will probably only be in the mid 30s. So that's the situation now. Christmas Eve looks fine. Christmas morning looks fine. It's Christmas afternoon into Christmas night. Now we'll have the snow meter out again today, but I don't anticipate major changes because I don't have anything major to really change on there. I'm going to keep it at a 4 right now, but I will have the first time a snowfall forecast graphic basically depicting what I just told you, 2 to 3 inches over most of the Piedmont. Now, there will be some higher amounts possibly to our east and in the mountains. The mountains are going to get system snow as well as some northwest flow snow. So they're going to get two whammies as far as the snow is concerned. That's why the totals will be elevated there. But if anything changes, of course, I'll update you. But right now, I haven't changed my thinking at all. I'm staying away from the crazy Armageddon, Snowmageddon storm that too many people, unfortunately, are focusing on and not focusing on all the information in totality. So I'm going to stick with 2 to 3 inches right now. Of course, that could change as we get closer because we're now just over 48 to 50 hours away from this thing starting. We won't see any winter storm watches today. If we do see winter storm watches, they would be possibly late tonight, but most likely tomorrow if they're issued for our area. That's the latest, and I hope you're having a great Thursday. If you're leaving town for the holidays, have safe travels, and if you're staying in town, have a very Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you later.